Hi, I am Haley, a Christian Leaders Institute presenter. Welcome to connecting your church or soul center to a licensed chaplain practice. If God has been stirring in your heart a calling to care for people, serve your community, and offer spiritual support in real places of need, this course is for you. Maybe you are already a licensed chaplain. Maybe you are a church leader. Maybe you are building a soul center, or maybe you are a volunteer or part-time minister who senses that chaplain ministry should become more than a title. You want it to become a real, local, accountable ministry practice. That is what this course is about. Many people take chaplain training and feel deeply encouraged. They sense God's calling. They gain language for spiritual care. They begin to understand presence, listening, prayer, boundaries, and compassion. But after that, an important question remains. Now what? How does chaplain ministry become something real where you live? How does it connect to a local church? How can it become part of a soul center's purpose? How do you move from being one caring person into building an organized ministry expression that is clear, trustworthy, and sustainable? This course is designed to help answer those questions. In this training, we will talk about what a licensed chaplain practice actually is. We will explore the difference between a chaplain as a person and a chaplain practice as an organized ministry expression. We will look at how a church can host a chaplain practice and how a soul center can be formed around prayer, care, and spiritual support. We will also talk about specialization pathways, oversight, accountability, boundaries, referral awareness, trust building, team development, and launching a ministry with clarity. This is a practical course. It is not just about ideas. It is about building something real. A licensed chaplain practice is not meant to be vague. It is not meant to be private in the sense of having no accountability. It is not meant to be one person saying, "I care about people," without a structure, a setting, a purpose, or a connection to leadership. A healthy chaplain practice is rooted. It is connected. It is defined. It is accountable. It has a purpose. It knows who it is trying to serve. It understands what it does and what it does not do. That kind of clarity is not unspiritual. It is wise. When ministry is unclear, people get confused. Boundaries get crossed. Expectations become messy. Trust becomes harder to build. But when ministry is clear, humble, and well-connected, it becomes easier for others to bless it, support it, and participate in it. That matters because chaplain ministry often happens in tender places. It may happen around grief, loneliness, crisis, transition, illness, family strain, spiritual questions, community pain, or quiet suffering that others do not see. In those moments, people do not need confusion. They need grounded care. They need compassionate presence. They need spiritual support that is loving, wise, and steady. That is why this course is also shaped by the organic human's perspective and ministry sciences. We will not treat people as projects, problems, or religious tasks. We will remember that human beings are embodied souls. People carry spiritual, emotional, relational, and physical burdens all at once. Local ministry must take whole person reality seriously. Ministry sciences also helps us think carefully about how people, families, communities, settings, and ministry systems actually work. In other words, we want chaplain practice to be biblical, human, wise, and grounded. You will also notice that this course uses an avatar presenter. That choice helps Christian Leaders Institute create consistent, accessible training for many students in many settings. But the goal is never to make ministry artificial. The goal is to help real people prepare for real ministry. As you move through this course, take it one topic at a time. Think about your own church, your community, your calling, and the people God may be asking you to serve. Let this course help you move from interest to structure, from desire to clarity, and from calling to practice. You do not need to build something flashy. You need to build something faithful. By the end of this course, I hope you will have a clearer picture of how a licensed chaplain practice can become a living ministry expression through a local church or soul center, bringing prayer, care, encouragement, and Christian witness into the places where people truly need it. Let's begin.